22 minutes past 7 in the morning now. How many calories in your breakfast this morning, I wonder? Do you care? Should you care? Well, the days of calorie counting could be coming to an end. One slimming company says that the unit is outdated, in need of change, and no longer the most useful way to measure the value of food. Zoe Hellman is with us from Weight Watchers, and she's a company dietitian. Also with us, Zoe Harkham, nutritionist and author of The Obesity Epidemic. What are the chances of that? Two Zoe H's. We'll have to be careful here. Zoe Harkham, I'll start with you. Can you do the science? What is a calorie?
A gram calorie is the unit of heat that is required to heat water for 1 degree. And so basically we call a calorie. So it's a unit of energy. Now, we did some work around the 1900s, Walter and Atwater, who said that when they look at food, that they assume that fat was approximately 9 calories per gram, carbohydrate approximately 4, and protein also approximately 4. But that word approximately has been dropped over the last 100 years, to the point of it almost being meaningless.
So you're saying it's not a good way to value and count food these days?
I have never been a supporter of Weight Watchers. I do not believe in counting calories. I believe in eating food, not the processed calorie counted things that they would like to sell you.
Zoe Hellman, defend the calorie.
Well, good morning. Weight Watchers is all about eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, and we're never about sort of pushing people to eat processed food. So, as always, our biggest innovation for the last 15 years is going to come into meetings across Wales and across the UK from the 7th of November. And it's all about helping people to lead a really flexible weight loss plan that is sustainable, that's satisfying, and that's healthy. And at the heart of the Pro Points plan is the fact that we know calories on food labels aren't the most accurate way of assessing the impact that food and drink is going to have in terms of your weight loss. And we know that because it's well known in science now that it actually takes calories to digest calories. And unfortunately, at the moment, calories on food labels don't reflect that.
Okay, so are you happy to see the back of the calorie then?
Well, what we're here to talk about today is the fact that, and the news that calories on food labels aren't the most accurate method. So if you're somebody out there who wants to lose weight, the most accurate measure is actually taking into account the energy used to digest
food. Right, so it's confusing to use both then, isn't it? Shouldn't the calorie just go and be dropped?
Well, the calorie as a unit of energy is useful because it's well recognised in credible research and recognised in the health and medical arena around the world that to lose weight, you need to create an energy deficit.
Okay.
But it's how you do that and how accurate you are about that that makes the difference. And that's what the Pro Points plan does. It's a much more accurate method of assessing food and drink choices.
Zoe Harkham, we know, for example, that women should have, we're told, 2,000 calories a day. It's an easy way of measuring food, isn't it? What is the alternative?
Well, unfortunately, it's wrong when it comes to weight loss, because weight loss is not about calories in and calories out. And this is what the diet industry have been getting wrong for the last 100 years. It's why we now have an obesity epidemic. They're actually fueling this epidemic.
But there are people who count their calories and do lose weight.
And 98% regain, and we have known that since 1959. Those are the obesity statistics. 98% of people will regain any amount that they may lose. And Weight Watchers know this because they get the repeat business.
Okay, so how should we count food then?
The most important thing to watch, first of all, you eat real food. You know, I have Weight Watchers products in front of me here with 100 ingredients on the label. This is not healthy eating. This is not nutritious. Eat what nature provides. Don't eat what food manufacturers provide. And it's as simple as that. If you want to lose weight, you must manage carbohydrate intake and not calorie intake. I don't want to go into at the moment how you store fat, but it's related to something called triglyceride, and you can only store fat if you eat a carbohydrate, if you have the glucose and the insulin that follows from eating carbohydrate.
Okay, Zoe Hellman, people should eat real food, not what you promote.
Well, people should eat a healthy, well-balanced diet, and that's absolutely what Weight Watchers is all about. In fact, we have research to show that people who've lost weight with Weight Watchers, even five years down the line, that 70% of them are lower weight than when they first started. So I'm not quite sure where this 98% regain statistic is from. But what I would say is that we've got to be really careful here. And we've got to be careful because it is now normal for people to be overweight. And as a qualified health professional, I have a responsibility to share the credible science that is out there. And in the health and medical arena, and with qualified health professionals, it is well recognised that to lose weight, you need to create an energy deficit, full stop.
And it's wrong.
I think sending mixed messages isn't fair for the people out there who need us. They need our advice, and that's what we're here to give.
No, we created this epidemic. We didn't have an obesity epidemic until we told people to start trying to eat more carbohydrate.
So you're saying that these diets actually promote obesity?
Absolutely.
I think that's absolute rubbish, Zoe. That's absolute rubbish. The obesity epidemic is here. I don't know if you've read the Foresight report, but there are thousands of things that impact on people being overweight. It's not just about telling people to count calories. It's about the environment we live in, the jobs that we do, the family setup that we now have, and all the different types of foods that are now available.
Okay. Final words, Zoe Harkin.
Okay, the facts are, in 1972, 2.7% of men and women in the UK were obese. At the turn of the millennium, it had reached 25%. The only thing that changed during that time was our diet advice. We stopped telling people to eat raw food and told people to base their meals on starchy foods. We developed the Eat Badly plate. I refuse to call it Eat Well. And we have products like the one in front of me with 100 processed ingredients the body has no way of recognising and should not be consumed.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but thank you both. Zoe Hellman from Weight Watchers and Zoe Harkham, nutritionist and author of The Obesity Epidemic, all about the calorie.